This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast,
helping you catch up on what you missed.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
So, Sean, you made a big mistake with a piece of jewelry.
Yeah, so it was my girlfriend and I, it was our anniversary. We were together for 6 years. So I went to D. Geller and Son, and I found this ring that had her birthstone in it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and like she showed me pictures of it, like or things that kind of looked like that, and she loved like birthstone type stuff like that. And so, you know, I thought that would be like a perfect thing to get her, and like it could not have gone worse.
Yeah, you said something that I picked up on. I don't know if these guys heard. You said we were together for 6 years.
Oh,
well, yeah. So I you know, we went out to dinner.
This is on your anniversary.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And after dinner, I gave her the ring, and she like just like burst into tears, and she just kept saying like, "Yes, I will. I will."
Oh no!
And so good. After 6 years, Sean, you finally decided to get off the pot and to propose.
I want to eventually, but like that, not that night. And so I told her like, well, this is a promise ring, like it's your birthstone, and you know, I tried to like explain it to her, and like she broke up with me on the spot.
I don't blame her. If I would have been together with someone for 6 years and they gave me a ring on our anniversary and it wasn't an engagement, I'd be mad.
Were you on your knee or anything like that? I mean, was there anything else?
What
gave her the indication? What is her birthstone that gave her the indication that this was a diamond ring?
Her birthstone is a sapphire, but like I got her a white sapphire. Like nothing about it.
You had different color options with the sapphire. Is that right, Kara?
Yeah.
Sean,
I thought I was doing something really nice, and like I didn't say, if I would have thought this was going to blow up in my face, like I never would have given this to her.
So you said in your email that she's not spoken to you, she broke up with you at that restaurant, and she's not been taking your phone calls.
Yeah, nothing. Calls, texts, I've tried to like get in touch with her like via like her friends, and like nothing. I've been totally shut out.
You know, the next time a man is in this situation and you have questions, you can call Kara. I'm sure
you could call in advance.
Yes.
Because you would have told him, don't buy anything that looks like a ring.
Don't buy a ring at all.
We're going to call your now ex-girlfriend Caroline in about 10 minutes. But before we do that, like a good father, I have to ask you, Sean, what are your intentions here? Are you going to propose for real, or are you just trying to get back together?
I mean, I want to get back together. We've talked about getting married, but like in the future. So it's something that I thought we were on the same page about, but like at the very least, like I want another chance. Like I want to get back together with her.
All right, part two of Forgive and Forget is coming up in 10 minutes, two songs away.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Sean gave his girlfriend of 6 years a white sapphire promise ring on their anniversary. The only thing that was missing was the knee.
Idiot.
She broke up with him, and now he wants to try to get her back. Sean, sit tight. We're going to call your ex, Caroline, right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Caroline. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm sure you're surprised to be hearing from us. But we're calling you because we heard you had like a terrible incident at a restaurant.
Were you at the restaurant?
No, we were not, but we definitely heard about this. What happened? You thought you were being proposed to, and it would turn out to be a promise ring?
I embarrassed myself so much. I was crying and just so excited and happy. And when you told me it was a promise ring, I just lost it. I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
What are we going to the Sadie Hawkins dance?
You went from what was supposed to be the happiest day or second happiest mm-hmm. next to your wedding day to being the worst day.
It was mortifying. I'm on the radio about it. Like I don't understand.
Word has gotten around town about this.
No, it hasn't. I'm the one I called. I'm the one that called.
Yeah, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. He said you wouldn't answer the phone if he called you directly. He said you've been ducking these calls.
How could you ever think a diamond-looking ring as a promise ring is appropriate after 6 years? We are in our 30s.
I understand now that probably getting you a ring was a bad choice, but like, it wasn't a diamond. It was your birthstone. It was the white sapphire. Like, I thought for sure that you would recognize that's what it was because you showed me that. Like,
it looks like a diamond ring.
You were going to get that it wasn't an engagement ring.
Caroline, who's, not that we have to point fingers or blame, but who do you think was responsible for managing your expectations?
I have been showing him pictures, kind of showing him what I like. My friends have kind of been laying down hints. And then when he was all excited about this restaurant, it's the restaurant we had our first date on, I would like to add.
Aww. Hang on one second, because I think I'm figuring out the disconnect here. Because, Sean, when you came on, you said she showed me pictures. Did you think she was showing you pictures of white sapphire rings?
I could have sworn that when she was showing me stuff, like, she kept saying, this is my birthstone. I love this stone because it's my birthstone. She showed it to me,
Sean,
a lot.
I said, it looks like my birthstone. I said, look, the diamond looks so much like
All right. You guys have a lot to talk about, obviously. Caroline, will you promise to at least talk to him? I know we kind of tricked you into talking to him this time, but can you guys have a real conversation and work this out?
Sean, I love you. It's just that I'm so embarrassed. I feel like I'm 2 feet tall.
We are going to get married. I mean, we will get engaged. Just I don't want to do it, like, you know, feeling like I'm guilted into, like, doing it on the radio now. And,
but
you know,
I don't want that either.
Like, I'll do whatever I have to do to earn your forgiveness.
Caroline, does he have your forgiveness? What I'm hearing is that you guys worked this out. He's not going to propose to you right now, but you wouldn't want that anyway. Be like, I got engaged on B98.5. There's better ways. I mean, not many better ways.
Maybe there's some wedding vendors listening that are like, I'll throw in a cake here.
Right.
It's just not the dream I had in mind.
Do you forgive him?
Yes, I do.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Lainey has a perfectly good explanation for throwing out $300 worth of a roommate's food. She just needs help convincing her roommate of that. Forgive and Forget, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
724, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. You could not ask for better weather over the next couple of days. Mostly sunny today, 65. I think that's a conservative estimate. Tomorrow, sunshine, high near 70. 41 right now. What's going on, Kara?
It is never a good idea to go against what mama says. It doesn't typically end well for you. And right now, Atlanta's mom, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, is saying she isn't mad yet. She's just very disappointed. She made it very clear last week that when the NBA All-Star festivities come to State Farm Arena next weekend, she didn't want any of those wild parties and events that usually occur when a big sporting event comes to Atlanta. So businesses, clubs, and bars are going against what she's asking and promoting their events anyways. There are no sanctioned NBA events. So these are all like private events that are happening. But she says, despite the urge to party and celebrate, we really need to do what's right for our community.
Bringing in crowds, a lot of people drinking and partying. I know the NBA is not supportive of it. And we're just asking people to please continue to respect where we are with this pandemic and not travel to our city for this game.
Kara, you were talking about Keisha being like Atlanta's mom, and you always listen to mom, and mom's got things to say. Was there ever like one line that your mom always gave you? Mine was like, I brought you into this world, and I can take you out.
My mom would say, do you want me to get the wooden spoon?
And I know you, because you're a jokester. Did you say, and what would you like me to do with it?
You know me, but you don't know my mother.
I have a clue. Let's get a good feeling.
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
We've got a superstar amongst us. Grayson High School senior is one of seven Georgia finalists for the prestigious Coca-Cola scholarship. This is a huge deal. Jamad Saeed has been working towards this goal since he was in the sixth grade.
Wow.
Now, he's already beat out over 100,000 other students to make it to this final round. He's been honored with the Presidential Volunteer Service Award. He formed his own Global Diversity and Awareness Club at school, and he says he plans to attend Rice University, which he's already been accepted to in the fall, to become an attorney to carry on the good work. Jamal told Channel 2 Action News he's really wanting to do good for the world.
Just be more accepting overall. By doing so, that the world can truly be more unified and that we can have a brighter future for all going forward.
I went to school with a kid like that, Anthony D'Alessandro. He was always polishing the apples, starting the programs.
Yeah.
And really wasn't crazy popular as a result of all of that. Anthony D'Alessandro now writes for Deadline in in L.A. Savoy Pictures. His resume is ridiculous. He's the most famous person in my graduating class.
And you were in that class.
I am not the most famous person in that
Come on.
But thank you for your charity. All right, I was trying. No bounds, yeah. Sweet man.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Leslie Ann in Douglasville.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you give Kara the boot?
Bye, girl. Bye.
Bye, girl. Bye. Good luck, Leslie Ann.
Thanks.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kara's leaving the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll then bring Kara back in, ask her the same exact questions. If you end up answering more correctly than Kara can, she'll pay you $100 cash of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen have started a podcast together. Where was Bruce born?
New Jersey.
And where is that? In the... Born in the...
Oh, USA.
Number two is 22 years ago today. Atlanta's TLC released No Scrubs. Which member of TLC is no longer with us?
Lisa Left Eye.
Number three, name the helmet-wearing French DJ duo that reportedly broke up yesterday after 28 years.
Daft Punk.
Number four, Netflix is signed up to produce a movie about last year's college admissions cheating scandal. Name one of the two actresses that got caught up in that.
Felicity Huffman.
Number five, somebody posted a video showing all the times Jennifer Aniston's character cleared her throat during Friends. What color was Monica and Rachel's door?
Oh.
Holy.
Ooh. Black?
Bring Kara back in. How did we do?
Ooh, Leslie Ann in Douglasville was cruising up until question number five. So she got the first four right. That's the number, Kara.
Okay.
Four.
You got to figure. Who's going to know number five? I mean, besides Kara, who's going to know number
five? Kara's going to know number five and give us both the actresses a number four, guaranteed.
All right, here we go. Same questions, Kara. Number one, Barack Obama, Bruce Springsteen have started a podcast together. Where was Bruce born?
In the USA.
Leslie Ann said Jersey, so we gave it to her as well, 1-1.
Number two is 22 years ago today, Atlanta's TLC released No Scrubs. Which member of TLC is no longer with us?
Left Eye.
That's what Leslie Ann said, 2-2.
Number three, name the helmet-wearing French DJ duo that broke up yesterday after 28 years.
Daft Punk.
Yeah, that's what Leslie Ann said as well. 3-3.
Number four, Netflix is signed on to produce a movie about last year's college admissions cheating scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Name one of the two actresses that got caught up in that.
Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin.
I knew she was going to do that.
But wasn't the question to name one of the two actresses?
Oh, that's right.
I say Market is zero.
All right, Leslie Ann got it right as well. Tied at four.
Number five, somebody posted a video showing all the times Jennifer Aniston's character cleared her throat during Friends. What color was Monica and Rachel's door?
It was purple.
Sherwin Williams has a color called Purple Hills, which is the exact same purple. Leslie Ann said black. So a final score this morning of 5-4. Leslie Ann and Douglasville, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
Kara, 970 wins and just 32 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Leslie Ann.
That's okay, thanks.
You ever wonder if Sherwin Williams ever met Benjamin Moore? Just curious.
What if they were neighbors?
And they were always battling about, oh, you went with the ocean mist. I'll see your ocean mist.
I'm more of an origami white person.
We'll play again tomorrow. You can sign up to play at tadandrex.com. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's Tad, Drex, and Kara. If you want your kid to grow up to be a winner, they need to be a loser first. And I have proof. So I've been playing checkers with my 5-year-old son, Sam, for a couple of weeks now. He has yet to win a game. My wife, Jessica, thinks I should let him win. She says I should give him that sweet taste of victory without him earning it. And I disagree. I say, you know what? If this goes 10 years, when he finally beats me, oh, how sweet it'll be. We'll go out for ice cream. It'll be a great celebration.
And you say that you're not letting him win. You're beating him. Are you decimating him?
I'm just beating him fair and square.
You're playing by the rules?
Oh, I would. I've got some audio because you're probably listening to this and you're thinking, what a monster. He's such a jerk to his own 5-year-old son. This first clip is Sam when he's losing, like early in the game, okay?
Oh. Wrinkled pants. Why did I choose this to be my mascot?
Pretty smart moves you're making. Is that where you're going?
Yep.
Kingney.
Thank you, sweetheart. Seriously.
Okay.
That's good attitude about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's him losing. And I'm not trying. I'm every opportunity I have to jump him or do what I would normally do against anybody else.
Right.
I am taking that opportunity.
Good.
And then I'm watching him like a little mouse in the maze learn the correct strategy to start coming back and listen to the elation.
Good. Oh, you could do this one too. Oh, Sam. How quickly the game changes, right? That was amazing. That's smart.
Oh, sugar plum.
No, he lost that game. Like, he lost all the others. But you can hear he's getting his little victories. I did point out, you know, you could double jump here instead of single jump.
He had a good attitude about it, too, right? About not only losing, but wanting to try and win also.
Occasionally, he throws himself on the floor.
Well, of course. He's 5.
You know, but then you're just like, nope, come on, we're going to play. And I always insist, we got to finish the game. We start a game, we got to finish it. It doesn't matter if you're winning or losing. And I try to encourage him. I say, it doesn't matter. I like, win, lose, we're just playing a game. You're going to get better and better.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job with it, Tad. I do commend you playing that checkers with your son, Sam. But you said that, like, in 4 years or 5 years or 10 years, when he finally beats you, the elation. My fear is, though, that you're never going to get to that point. Because after a year or 4 or 5 years of just always getting your butt beat by your dad, what if Sam just says, I'm out, I'm done, I don't want to play this anymore, I'm never going to be able to beat you? What if he just gives up?
It's never going to happen. You know how it played Frogger or Pac-Man or whatever? How many times did you drop a coin into that machine, even though you had no chance of winning the game?
Yeah, but the difference between that is the machine isn't like your father figure, you know what I mean? That's responsible for your upbringing.
I had a dad that spent a lot of time in the bars, and actually the Frogger machine was my father. All right, do you think I should let my kid win, or should I just keep on playing and let him win when he wins? If that may take 10, 15, 30 years, I'll be dead. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now, should you or should you not let your kids win when you're playing games with them? I've got a 5-year-old. He just learned how to play checkers, and my wife and I disagree on this because she thinks that I should throw the game and let him taste the sweet taste of victory without earning it. I think, like, how sweet will it be for him, you know, years down the road when he just can't beat dad, can't beat dad, and then finally he beats me? It'll just be a great celebration, the accomplishment. He will learn how to do it all. He'll know how to win. He'll know how to lose.
We got a call from Kevin who said, Kara, you and I have to come up with a strategic plan for when Sam does beat Tad and when Tad throws a temper tantrum.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that will happen.
Rachel and Marietta, we're talking, do we let the kid win or not?
I think, no, you should not allow him to win. I have a 12-year-old, and I would want him to learn from his mistakes so that when he actually wins, he will feel successful. If we keep giving it to these kids, they're always going to think that they can win at anything, and we need to teach them that they have to earn it and learn it.
Seriously, watching my son play checkers is like watching, you know how mice in a maze learn like that they can't go here, they have to go here?
Yeah.
Very quickly getting the strategy down, and he's learning by losing.
Do you give him cheese at the end of the game then, Tad?
Chris, Holly Springs.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You don't think we should let the kid win?
No. My dad played checkers with me since I was about that age, and I was about 16 the first time I beat him.
What was your motivation to keep playing, though? I mean, after 5 or 6 years, aren't you like, I'm never going to beat him, I'm just going to give up?
I am very hard-headed.
And did your dad never speak to you again after you beat him?
No, we still play all the time.
That's sweet.
I'm 35 now.
And are you living on the streets, like, or are you a successful person?
I would say I'm decently successful. I definitely don't live on the streets, own my own home, and have like 6 cars.
See, good. You went it all playing checkers. Take those skills to Vegas.
That's
baby.
Right.
Leslie Ann in Douglasville, you let your kids win or not?
Depends on if I'm tired. If I want the game to hurry up and be over, I let them win.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Or if it's the 85th time we played the same game, yeah.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 826. Pretty glorious weather over the next couple of days. Sunshine today, 65. More sunshine tomorrow, 68. What's going on, Kara?
We've all heard of the pub crawl, and I'm sure we've participated in one back in the day.
I can't remember.
I can't remember. Exactly. Hop from bar to bar, have a little drink in every spot. But for those of us who aren't big drinkers, that's really no fun. So now the city of Dahlonega has something special for us chocoholics. Next week, they're going to be hosting a chocolate crawl from March 1st through March 8th. They've got 9 local shops and restaurants that are going to have all kinds of free samples and specials for purchase. I'm talking hot chocolate, fudge, cookies, teas, all kinds of good stuff. There's no fee to participate, and you can do the tour at your leisure so you can remain socially distanced and keep yourself hopping along from place to place.
You can do the tour at your leisure. What I'm hearing is the city of Dahlonega is inviting you to go to Dahlonega and spend money on chocolate at your leisure.
You know, there's a bunch of really cool chocolate shops and little candy factories that are up there.
I mean, I can go to the Godiva store right now.
Please. You're not going to get the chocolate-covered bacon from Paul Thomas Chocolates. Geez.
Wilford Brimley passes away, and all of a sudden we're having these chocolate pub crawls?
Yeah, exactly. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Y'all know I love these cheesy dream jobs. I just wish they were like full-time gigs. This time, sleepstandards.com is doing some research on the influence of environmental factors on the quality of sleep. So they're looking to pay somebody to sleep in 5 different environments and report about the experience of each night. That's it. One of those 5 locations will be a 5-star resort.
I'm not concerned about the 5-star resort. I'm concerned about the other 4 locations.
The other 4, they're not saying where they are, but they did disclose that they will not be spots that will put your physical or mental health in any kind of danger. So no haunted houses or cemeteries or creepy spots like that.
I'm just worried about it being cold.
Yeah, is one of the scenarios going to be like a bed that's too small and like a toddler's foot in your face?
Yeah. Is there one scenario where it's a king size bed, you got your wife, your kid, and your dog there, and you've got a little postage size?
A little corner?
Yeah.
I mean, possibly. You never know.
I would like my $2,000.
Right? Except for your Z's and your reviews, you get the $2,000 and all of your expenses are covered. So if you're interested in that, you can check out all the details at sleepstandards.com.
Do you get to do the sleep study alone?
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
Good morning, I'm Tad. Good morning, Drex.
Blessings.
And hello, Kara.
Good morning.
Tad, I cannot wait for your son Sam to officially start school because I want them to play a game with you and your wife during parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, what?
I want them to slide in front of you 3 report cards, but the name of the children are not on the report cards. You have to guess your kid's report card. And I'll guarantee you could do it. My daughter goes to a school where they do trimesters. So she gets 3 report cards a year.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even have to look at the name. Like, I knew 100% certain I was looking at my daughter's report card.
Why? What did it say?
So they get N's, M's, and P's. N's means needs improvement. Mm-hmm. M's means meeting expectations. And then not P, sorry, but it's O. O means outstanding.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, they need some help. They're doing good. They're great at this particular skill. And so I'm reading through it. Keeps their area clean is like an N. Math is an O. Interacts well with other children is an O. They have like a little art theater program that she goes to. She got an O. Huh. But then like in all of the things that I'm bad at, she's
bad at too.
Right. It's just like if I had my report card from second grade, it would look exactly the same.
Is there one sort of report card, one comment by a teacher that stands out in your mind to this day?
Oh, gosh, it's a great question that I got from a teacher.
Yeah. I got a comment from a teacher in fourth grade that sticks with me all the time.
Like, really?
I can hear the voice say, doesn't work up to his potential. So I always feel like I need to, like, I'm like, you're not working up to your potential, Dad. You know, you got to go brush your teeth right now.
We were talking to other friends of ours who, like, a similar situation, like the working up to the potential, the dad says that his son said he got a note from the teacher that says, like, just does the bare minimum at things that they don't care about to get by. And, like, that was my buddy absolutely to a T. Just if the particular kid doesn't care about the situation, he does enough just to pass it,
just
and then he moves
by,
on.
Just escape by. I'm sure Kara's sitting here quietly because her report card was,
I just remember when I got my first, like, negative. Like, it was like a A-. And it really, really, really made me upset.
Your unborn child is already the valedictorian of Pope High School.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.